Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, here on this Tuesday, April the 7th, 2015. We sit here just 23 days away from the upcoming 2015 NFL Draft. And here at the NFLDraftBible.com, we like to bring you the names you need to know. We've been doing what we do since 2002, so check out the website, NFLDraftBible.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter, at NFLDraftBible. Today, we have one of the NFL Draft best-kept secrets, and a guest I'm very excited to speak with. For this show, we're going to travel up to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we're not talking Wolverines here. We are talking Cardinals. That's right, linebacker Tekari Johnson from Concordia. Yes, the new football program up in Concordia, a very small school, just 40,000 students, and they've been in existence since the 2011 season. Just recently opened up their brand new stadium this past year, 2014, and they earned their first conference victory and their best record in school history, 3-8. After those first couple seasons, they had a rough go, just 4 wins in the short history's program. But this past season, we had a Tekari Johnson breakout season. So we're going to get him on the line. I'm actually working on cutting him through into the hotline now, and we should have Tekari Johnson in just a moment, and hopefully I'm actually communicating with him as I'm talking to you, so bear with me, folks. But like I said, this past season, Concordia 2014 just opened up their stadium, and Tekari Johnson had 194 tackles, which led the nation. He also added 39.5 tackles for a loss, 15.5 sacks, and 7 forced fumbles. So, I just recently got a chance to dig into some of his film, and it is very impressive. The lightning quick first step, pass rush ability, 467 tackles for his career, 77.5 tackles for a loss, 24.5 career sacks. And we have Tekari Johnson on the My Fantasy League hotline right now. He's joining us as we speak. We welcome him into the show. How are we doing today, Tekari?
Good morning. Doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing very good. I appreciate you taking some time here to join us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And I know you're a little bit tight for time, so I want to cover as much as we possibly can. Let's start off with the most recent update with you. I think you performed at the Eastern Michigan Pro Day workout in front of 12 NFL teams in attendance. Why don't you take us through your Pro Day workout and let us know how you did there, because I wasn't really able to find any results about you.
Well, there were actually 17 teams there and one CFL team.
Okay.
And then before that, I did the NFL Regional Combine. Wasn't happy with my numbers, so I had had my mindset on what I wanted to do at the pro day. Ended up with a 4.7 electric time 40, 9.3 broad jump, 31.5 vert, and I didn't get the three cone or the L drill numbers. So.
Okay, so some pretty solid numbers, though. I mean, put you right up there in the mix with some of the linebackers in this year's draft, and I know I put out a few feelers to some scouts, and I know there's some teams possibly looking at you as a hybrid linebacker or strong safety type. Tell me, do you have a preference what position you play at the next level?
I want to play linebacker. You know,
okay.
That's where I've been playing my whole life. That's where I want to play.
So, what would you envision your playing weight at the next level? Because I have you at 6'1.5", 238 pounds. I don't know if that's accurate or what your most recent weight is, but what kind of playing weight would you see yourself at the next level?
That's about accurate. Right now, my goal is to just try to chisel out and drop some body fat So I'm looking to probably stay around 238 because I want to be able to maximize my speed because that's been my bread and butter through my whole career. You know, stay at a good weight but still maintain my speed.
Talking to Zachary Johnson, Concordia University, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And you were all over the field this past season, Zachary, and tackling machine. You mentioned the speed. Obviously, your greatest asset. People are going to notice that stands out as soon as they watch your film. What are some of your other strengths that you consider to be in your repertoire?
One thing that I'm really good at that I pride myself in is pursuing to the ball. You know, I get jealous when I'm not a part of a play. So that's one of the things. I'm always around the play, always around the ball when it's in motion. That's one of my biggest attributes.
Now, when you say that, do you rely more upon your instincts, or does it come from studying film, or a combination of both?
Combination of both, but I'll give the instincts a little edge on that one.
Okay. All right. Very good. And, I know the Concordia football program is relatively new. You guys just opened up a brand new stadium this past season, earned your first conference victory. Talk a little bit about, you've been there from the nitty gritty. Just talk about your role as a senior team leader this past season, what it was like to finally get the program in the right direction. You guys got three victories, which is a big step for that football program. What kind of leader are you, Zachary? Are you a guy that leads by example? Are you a vocal leader? Are you a little bit of both? What type of leadership skills do you bring to the table?
Well, first, it's been a long journey, starting from completely nothing and then having to, pretty much start over every year with a new recruiting class. Well, that's been a tough thing. But after this year, we were able to keep a lot of players. So I think, I'm more of a on-the-field type, follow, lead by example thing, but I'm not afraid to help the younger guys out, help explain the play, help explain, the scheme. People aren't afraid to come to me to ask the question, so I'm always being able to vocalize as well.
All right, very good. And let's talk about that Concordia defense. I watched some film on you. It seems like you were almost used as a chess piece, lined up all over the field. I seen you on the left side, the right side, standing up, hand in the dirt, inside, outside. Talk to me specifically about what your role was in the defense and the type of defense you guys played at Concordia.
Well, I was a very versatile player. Like you said, I was all over the field, played in pretty much every position on defense. My role is just the defense was kind of designed around me and what I can bring to the table, but it was definitely a team effort for my success, because I wouldn't be able to do it without the defensive ends and the defensive tackles, and I had the DBs able to cover so that I can get to the quarterback. So you could say, the defense was around me, but it was definitely a team thing right there.
All right, and, you excelled. I mean, it looks like a smart decision because you pretty much are the record holder in all the Cardinals stats, tackles, sacks, 7 forced fumbles this past season. But one of the things that stood out to me, I noticed your participation on the special teams, and I saw you block a couple kicks in there and being very aggressive with that. So I would imagine that would be a role you would be open to at the next level, playing some special teams as well.
Absolutely. I enjoy playing special teams. Fortunately, I wasn't able to play many special teams this year, except for the ones that were, where the defense were left on the field. But I'm looking forward to play special teams next year. And, that's one of the things I pride myself in, is being a good special teams player. So whenever my number is called to be a kickoff, punt return, whatever, I'm ready to play it. And you're going to get 100% effort every time.
All right. We're talking to Zachary Johnson, Concordia Cardinals, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by MyFantasyLeague.com. And we spoke about the Eastern Michigan Pro Day, 17 NFL teams in attendance. You also participated at that NFL Regional Combine in Chicago. And prior to that, you were invited to the NAIA Senior Bowl. How was that experience for you, and what type of coaches did they have? Was it a pro-style type of coaching down there, and how receptive were you to that style of coaching?
Well, it was that was a great experience for me, you know, just to see, like, to play with the best of the best of the NAIA and then play against the best of the Division II. Just to see where I could fit in, you know, man. I definitely think I could have played at that level, but, again, the opportunity is right there. Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity that I have. We had a mixed style of coaching. We had some high school coaches and we had some college coaches. So it was kind of, you know, okay, these are some different kind of coaches. You got to get used to their schemes, get used to their terminology, you know, get used to how they talk to you as a player. So it was a different experience, but I definitely enjoyed myself being down there.
And, you know, let's backtrack to that regional combine real quick because, you know, I've heard so many stories about the regional combines, both good and bad. I'd like to get your perspective to carry on whether or not you thought it was beneficial going out to the NFL regional combine in Chicago and how your personal experience was there.
You know, at first I was a little iffy about it because I've watched the little preview shows about other different combines, and I'm like, okay, I don't see, like, any real NFL scouts there. I didn't see, like, you'll see your president of whoever is hosting it there, but you didn't really see scouts or the coaches there. So I was like, okay, maybe this is just, like, a money thing. But then I went to the Chicago one. You know what I mean? I'm there. I'm looking around. I'm not seeing any scouts. But at my pro day, one of the scouts for the Lions actually said he looked me up. Looked my numbers up at the regional combine and was like, man, what happened there? You know what I mean? So they actually do take a look at you. So I think it's definitely worth doing it.
Okay. Yeah, that's some good information and feedback for some of the players that listen to the show. So we definitely appreciate that.
Especially if you're a small school guy, I would encourage you to do it. You know what I mean? Especially if you're prepared enough and you excel enough that you make it to the regional combine, that can be the difference between free agent signing or maybe a draft pick potentially. So I would definitely encourage you if you're a small school player.
And I agree with that sentiment. I mean, I always felt like any opportunity here that you can get eyeballs on you, and like you said, even if the scouts aren't there, from what I've heard, you know, the NFL teams do get footage or they do get film of the workout. So even though the NFL teams aren't in attendance, like you said, the teams that do their homework and do the follow-ups, they do check out the regional combine. So we're talking to Kari Johnson here on Concordia. I know we got to let you go relatively soon because you're on your lunch break, Kari, and we appreciate that because you are dedicated to getting to the next level. And why don't you tell me about your current job? I know you're working at Brookdale Place of Ann Arbor. It's a live-in community for elderly suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. How did you get involved with that?
Well, I've always worked with kids, and I was thinking, like, man, I want to change it up. I wanted to give back to the senior citizens. You know, they kind of laid the foundations for me. So, like, okay, I'm going to give this a try. I've been there for about 2.5 years, and I absolutely love what I do. Absolutely love it. I mean, I go in there every day with a smile on my face, and it puts a smile on residents' face because a lot of them don't get a lot of visits from family members, and sometimes they see me or see my other coworkers, and you know, that's the only kind of visitors they get. And it's just like, it's an amazing job, and I wouldn't, you know, if I could do it forever, I would, but unfortunately, football is coming up, so I have to resign.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I love the fact that you're giving back to the community at such an early age. You don't see too many young men coming out of college with that kind of mindset. Again, we're talking to Kari Johnson, Concordia University, first team selection, Cliff Harris Award for best small school defensive player. And, you know, I could sit here all day and read off the accolades for Kari here. Any favorite moment now that you've had, you know, about 3-4 months to reflect back on your collegiate career? Any most memorable moments or anything special that you take away from your playing career?
I think, like, two things that really stand out to me now that I've been away from the football team is, one, our first conference win against Olivet Nazarene, total team effort. You know, the whole team balled out when we won that game with so many, you know, we had a rain delay. You know, I mean, we're in a hostile environment on the road, and we came together and we won that game. And also seeing more than half the team return has been, like, so, you know, it makes me feel good that I've done enough to have so many players return from the previous years. Because, like I said, after my first 2 years, we probably kept around 30 people within 2 years. And now we've got a full returning team, and it's awesome to see.
Oh, that's great news. So Concordia football on the come up, you know, since we're talking about that, I mean, any players we should keep an eye out for next year on the up and up?
Oh, definitely. We got quite a few good players coming up. At defensive tackle, we have Virgilio Burgo. He's a very stout defensive tackle, nose guard. Our receiver, Corey Turner, he's going to be an All-American next year. Quote me on that one. He will be an All-American next year. And we have a quarterback, Seth. He was started towards the end of the season last year, but he's definitely turned the program around as a quarterback.
All right. Getting the inside scoop here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We always appreciate some future prospects. And one last one for you, Sakari, before we let you go. If I'm an NFL general manager, I want you to tell me why I should draft Sakari Johnson.
I'm ready to step in and do the small things. Doing the small things perfect will always help you do the big things great. And I'm one of the players that's going to do the small things the right way. And I'm just ready to play football. You know what I mean? I'm a small school guy, so I got a lot to prove. No one thinks I can play. No one thought I could play at a Division II level, Division I level. People definitely don't think I can play at an NFL level, especially a linebacker. And I'm just ready to prove people wrong. So whether it's a free agent, I'm ready to play.
All right. We love that attitude here. And we will definitely be keeping tabs on you. So definitely keep us posted on any team visits, workouts you have coming up. Touch base with us. Before we let you go, the platform is yours. Anybody that you want to thank, give a shout-out to, whatever you want to do, the stage is yours, my man.
Oh, man, I definitely got to thank my coaching staff, man. Without them, I probably wouldn't be able to get into the pro day. I probably wouldn't even be on the map right now, you know what I mean, to be a potential draft pick. So my coaching staff have been incredible for me, and I've also got to give a shout-out to my fellow linebacker and best friend, Gabe Cox, because he's been my go-to guy, my sidekick since we both got here at Concordia, and I appreciate him very much for what he's done for me over the past couple of years. So. And, of course, got to give a shout-out to Concordia University as a whole. And I appreciate the fan support, the administration. So if you're looking for a wonderful school with a football program on the rise with great academics, definitely check out Concordia University, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
All right. There you have it. Sakari Johnson, Concordia University. We appreciate the time today.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. There you have it. Concordia Cardinals linebacker Sakari Johnson bringing you the names you need to know first here. Like we said, just 23 days away from the upcoming 2015 NFL draft. And what an intriguing prospect. If you go and watch some of his film, you will be thoroughly impressed, as will the NFL teams. You heard it, 6'1 and a half, 238 pounds, ran in that 4.7 range and had some looks at the regional combine, the Eastern Michigan Pro Day, the NAIA Senior Bowl. He's a first-team selection, Cliff Harris Award winner. The accolades go on. And, you know, he gave a ringing endorsement for that Concordia football program up there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I'm glad we got a chance to talk some Cardinals football with him. So if you're just tuning in to this interview, be sure to log on to the NFL Draft Bible.com. We'll be posting this interview in its entirety. Also, if you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio channel, the full show will be archived here as well. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all the latest player interviews, videos, draft updates, and things of that nature. So if you're looking for updates on Tekari Johnson and more upcoming prospects for the 2015 NFL Draft, prospects beyond, NFLDraftBible.com is your home for that. And, again, we are brought to you by MyFantasyLeague.com. I've been your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. Till the next time, everybody.